This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2187. Learn this low-key, amazing English slang. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Low-key, this will be an enlightening episode. Today, learn about the hottest new English slang trend that you should consider adding to your repertoire.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Aubrey. How's it going today?
I'm great. How are you, Lindsay?
Good, but I do have a question for you before we get into today's episode. All right, here we go. So do you think that any modern inventions have actually caused more harm than good? What would you say?
Yes, cell phones, especially for kids, for teenagers. Even my daughter, who's 10, a lot of her friends have cell phones. And with social apps being so addictive, I low-key wish no one had cell phones.
You
want to go back to the 90s when we just had home phones.
Wow, I'm wondering what you just said. You low-key wish no one had cell phones. Interesting. Okay, you've got my interest here. I wonder if the issue is more social media or cell phones or both together at the same time.
It's like smartphones, right? Because a regular phone where you're just calling, maybe texting, that's sure fine, no problem. But with smartphones where their email is there and all these different social apps, it's we tried to, you know, not have them be on social media, but the problem is that's the way all of their friends communicate. Mm-hmm. And I don't want them to miss out on being invited to things. So we had to let them have social media so that they can communicate with friends.
Of course.
And it's really difficult to regulate and to help them not just be glued to their phones.
That's really hard. That's really hard. I'm glad I didn't have that technology as a teenager and as a kid, to be honest.
Yes, I know. I feel like it's easier to be outside, be active, doing lots of things. And then if you've got your cell phone, I'm good. I'll just hang out in my room on my phone.
Yeah, we were just outside all the time, playing football in the yard, making forts, running up and down the street, riding our bikes. I mean,
simpler times.
Simpler times. Yeah. Well, this is what we're getting into today. I want to know what you said when you answered, I low-key wish no one had cell phones. I'm super interested here to get into this. But guys, first,
a great question about this.
Before we go into the question, hit the follow button right here on All Ears English. We now do how many episodes a week on All Ears English, Aubrey?
Five. Yes, this is amazing, right? Yes. The most we've ever done. This is historic.
It's amazing. And it's easy because if you want to make All Ears English part of your habit, the best way to do that is hit the follow button. So it just drops right into your listening queue. You don't have to go search for us again and again. Listen, we will come into your daily habit. So that is the reason to hit follow. All right.
Yes. Love it.
So Aubrey, could you read the question?
Yes. Here we go. It's Pei from Taiwan. Shout out, Pei. There's one question I found myself desiring to know. I heard people would use low key, this trendy word in casual conversations. Can you explain what it means and how to use it? You guys heard me use it when I said, I low key wish no one had cell phones. This is trendy. I hear it all the time on podcasts. I'm hearing it everywhere. I've started using it. It's really being adopted into our common speech.
Interesting. I guess the problem for me is I listen to podcasts like the New York Times, the Daily, and like the Journal.
So they use it as much.
Michael Barbaro doesn't say, I low key would love to know more about, you know, the economic fall of XYZ country.
No, because it is definitely slang. It's very informal, right? I'm hearing it on true crime podcasts. I'm hearing it on pop culture podcasts it makes more sense in the context.
Interesting. All right. We're going to get all into this today. So tell us where to start today, Aubrey. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So this is really fun new slang. There are two ways that low-key is being used as slang, sort of two different related sort of meanings. And it's often spelled just as one word. L-O-W-K-E-Y, because it's internet slang, right? If you're going to write it in a text, you're not going to bother to hyphenate it. Mm-hmm. But we're also going to share the way that's been in the dictionary forever that we've always used, which is hyphenated.
Interesting. Okay. So do we have one example that we can throw out there and see how this works?
Yeah, we have a couple here. So it's first used as an adverb to soften a statement or confession. It means a lot. It's very similar to kind of.
Right.
So mm-hmm. like I said, I low-key wish no one had cell phones. I'm saying kind of, right? I'm saying, okay, I don't really wish no one had cell phones. This is a statement. It's hyperbolic. Okay. I'm exaggerating. So I say low-key to mean like, I kind of mean this. So I'm mostly exaggerating.
I see. So a synonym for kind of, maybe sort of, I sort of wish, I kind of wish. Okay. So it's a good alternative to that. Here's another example. I'm low key terrible at tennis. Interesting.
I love that you had to say that when it's not true for you. It's more true for me. I am low key terrible at tennis.
But you're good at pickleball. Right. So yeah,
okay. I bet you're low key terrible at pickleball.
I bet. I could guarantee it. I probably am that frustrated pickleball player because I play tennis and it should be easier, but it's not, right? Probably that person. Yeah.
This is the way I hear this slang used the most when someone's wanting to, you know, say something a little self-deprecating, a little bit negative, but to soften it, like we recently talked about, kind of, sort of, this is slang for doing that as well, to say low-key, where you're like, you know, yes, but ish, right?
Interesting. Okay. Good to know about this. Number two, what would be another way we use it as slang, Aubrey?
Yeah. We also use it to suggest secrecy or confidentiality. You might hear someone say low key when they're telling you something that maybe not everybody knows or they don't want you to share.
Huh. So for example, I'm low key seeing someone right now, but I haven't told my family yet. Wow.
Yes. I also hear it used this way, especially on podcasts. I hear my teenagers use this a lot, but Lindsay and I sort of had a conversation. Is it just teenagers? I've started using it. I hear adults using it now. It really is being adopted. Wow. You're going to hear it a lot, just like Pei did. And we want you guys to be able to start using it too. It's not just for teenagers anymore.
Right. And you said at the top of the show, Aubrey, maybe you're hearing it up to around 30s, mid-30s, something like that.
I've started using it too. So I like when I think about the podcast, it's like, you know, hosts in their late 20s, 30s have absolutely started using it. But I think because I'm hearing it all the time, I use it sometimes my neighbors. So it's sort of infiltrating, right? Our common speech.
Wow. Very cool. Okay. And then the example I just gave, let me say it again. I'm low key seeing someone right now, but I haven't told my family yet. That's one. And then could we also say, low-key, I'm seeing someone right now?
Yes, right. Okay. We switch it up and we use both of these structures. Because it's slang, we often will just say it more quickly. We're dropping things. So you might just say, low-key, I'm seeing someone right now. And what you're really saying is like, it's like the phrase on the down low, like keep something on the down low. Right. Now say low-key instead, right? Okay, keep this on the down low, seeing someone, but I don't want my whole family to know.
Right.
So don't be telling them.
You don't want to get too excited about it, right? You don't want to make it a huge deal. You want to understate. It's kind of a way of understating what you're trying to say.
Or you might say, we're low-key looking for a new house. And it's that stage of looking for a house where like, you don't want everyone to know because maybe you're not ready yet to really make a decision. You're just starting to go to open houses. You don't want everyone you meet to be saying, did you find a house yet? Right. So you tell someone, but like, keep it on the down low, low key. We're looking.
I could see people using this now because interest rates are so high, right? It's a hard time to be looking for a house at this moment in the US. And so you might not want to announce it to everyone.
Right. It might take longer. You don't want to be, you know, inundated with questions about it when you know it might take a while before you find the right house.
Interesting. Okay. I like this. So in a minute, we're going to get into the third one, which I'm really used to.
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
After today's episode, you'll come away with a clear understanding of one trendy phrase in natural American English. But what about other phrases that you will need in your next conversation? We recommend that you try Rosetta Stone to fast-track your English acquisition. Why? One reason is that Rosetta Stone is designed to teach you to learn languages in a natural way, the way you learned your native language as a child. It's designed for long-term retention of language skills rather than short-term memorization. Rosetta Stone has a patented speech recognition engine called True Accent built into the program. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's just like having a personal trainer for your accent. We have arranged a special deal that you'll want to claim immediately. For a limited time, All Ears English listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/AEE. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/AEE today.
All right, Aubrey, what is number three, the one that comes from the dictionary, the actual dictionary, not the slang dictionary?
Yes, this one's an adjective. We describe something as low-key to indicate that it's like relaxed or calm, and it's written with a hyphen. Mm-hmm. So low hyphen key, one word. This has been in the dictionary forever. Both Lindsay and I are very familiar with this. Like, we've used this a long time, and it's also used very commonly in speech.
Yeah. I feel like I'm just kind of catching on to this one though. So I might be really behind. and so this one, just to distinguish between the two, this one has a dash and the other one, the slang version, doesn't have a dash. Is that right?
Right. And because it's slang, like there is no right or wrong. So someone texting, they might, or maybe autocorrect will add a dash. Okay. They're not stressed about it because it's slang. Yeah. You're not, you usually don't include including this in formal writing. It's something that would be texted.
Yeah. We don't, we only text and say slang. We really don't write slang much. Right. Cause it can, it can feel weird. So the party was low key since we just invited a few close friends. Yeah.
Exactly. Or you might say, though it was a low key affair, the wedding was still really fun. So often you'll hear an event like this described as low key if it's a little more calm, relaxed, not quite such a to-do, not quite such a, not as extravagant.
Right. And we're going to see this in the role play, I'm sure, but often people might just use it as a one word response. How was your weekend? Not pretty low key. How about yours?
Right. Yes. That's a good point, right? If someone asks about your weekend or asks what's coming up, you might just use it to respond, low key.
And what exactly do we mean to say low key? We're saying it was relaxed. Are we saying we didn't do a whole lot? It wasn't super busy?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like pretty calmed, calm, pretty relaxed. If you went hiking and you went to and did a bar crawl, that would not be a low-key weekend, okay, right? It'd be like, it was pretty busy.
Yeah.
If you stay home, read, be clean, that's a low-key weekend.
I see. Okay. Perfect. Let's do a role play, Aubrey, shall we?
Yes. You and I are chatting about our plans for the weekend in this role play. I'll start us out.
All right.
What are you up to this weekend?
Oh, I think I need a low-key weekend since it's been crazy at work this week.
Low-key, same.
Crazy work week?
Yes. I'm low-key going to go take a nap right now. We used all of them here. This is fun.
That's funny. Okay, good stuff. So you said, hey, what are you up to this weekend? And I said,
I think I need a low-key weekend. So this is that third meaning that's been around forever. It's in the dictionary. When you write it with a hyphen. It just means calm, relaxed. I'm not going to do a ton.
Yeah. And then, because it's been crazy at work this week. And then Aubrey, you said low key, same.
Yes. And this is that first meaning actually that we taught.
Okay.
That if you are wanting to agree, but you're saying sort of like kind of, right? Low key, same. So this is interesting. This is where there are a few different ways where we can respond with just this word. And this one, like, I'm agreeing, but I'm saying like, yeah, me too, kind of.
Interesting. Okay, good stuff. I'm learning a lot today here. And then you say, I say, crazy work week.
And yes, and I said, yeah, I'm low-key going to go take a nap right now. And this would be like, I'm telling you this, but you don't need to go and tell, you know, maybe I don't want my kids to know, or I don't want coworkers to know. Like,
it's
a little bit, I'm letting you in on a secret.
Yeah. Well, there are lots of fun memes on Instagram about work from home, you know, how people do their work from home. It's like up at 9 for the meeting and then nap from 11 to 1 and then
I wish I cannot take a nap in the middle of the day. Can you, Lindsay?
No, I don't nap in the middle of the day at
Like on the weekend, if I'm up really late on a weekend night, then the next day I'll try and catch a nap in the middle of the day and I just can't. I just lie there wishing I could sleep and it doesn't happen for me.
Yeah, I think I left naps in college, honestly. Same. But yeah, I'd rather just go to bed early. What would you say, Aubrey, as a closeout question, is the night of the weekend for you that's most likely to be low-key, Friday night or Saturday night?
Probably Sunday night, actually. Can I choose Sunday night?
Sure.
Friday and Saturdays, we try to do something. We're pretty busy. Oh. And then Sunday, like we know we have work tomorrow. All of the kids have school.
Okay.
So we don't really plan anything. It's a much more low-key night. Maybe we'll have dinner, just kind of realize everyone's going to bed pretty early.
That's nice. I love that. Yeah, we like to keep Friday nights low-key if we can control it. If we're invited to a party, we'll go. But if we can control our schedule, Friday nights, Thursday night, maybe go out, Friday night, low key, Saturday night, maybe have people over or do something social. Because Friday is the end of the week and you're tired. I just don't feel social on Friday nights most of the time.
Yeah. I can see that. It's like this role play, right? I need a low key night. It's been a busy work weekend. I could
kind of. You just want to order pizza and watch TV, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, this is really fun slang, guys. You are going to hear it if you haven't yet. It's fun, trendy, but I'm starting to hear it used more and more. So I'm excited for you guys to be able to use it, understand it, and it does make you sound more native and natural when you can throw in some good slang.
Yeah. And listen for it. Now that you are aware of it, listen for it on podcasts and then try to introduce it gradually, however you feel comfortable. Interesting. Thanks for the topic, Aubrey. Good stuff.
Awesome. Thanks, Lindsay. See you next time.
You take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.